British comedian Ricky Gervais's new show, Afterlife, has launched on Netflix to widespread acclaim. But in Australia, it's also garnered attention for its misrepresentation of Indigenous artwork. The show features a fake piece of Indigenous artwork taken from the art style of the Papunya community, located just outside of Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. Calling into question the greater effects of cultural theft, Catalina Mancenti, the manager and owner of Australian Indigenous Art from the Heart, spoke with The Wire's Nahum Gale about why fake Indigenous artwork simply is not okay.
They are painting their stories. This is their history. It's a connection of where they come from, who they are. And this is their individual artist expression from what's been handed to them and their background. Artworks they're allowed to make in their own colours, own ways, because any copy of that is so destructive. This is one of their main ways of generating income as well, and also of actually displaying their stories and histories to the rest of the world, which the world can benefit from.
Do you believe it is healthy for Indigenous artwork to reach a more global audience outside than just a singular community?
It is very important that the original artworks reach it, and there are fantastic artists who are promoting that very well. They travel to all parts of the world promoting their art. It's very, very important that this art is shown to the rest of the world because it has so much to say.
What steps would you recommend be taken in order to preserve Indigenous art for Indigenous people, but also for it to go on a larger scale?
I think more First Nation people could be given some publicity, given airtime on mass media. There could be cultural tours that could be organised. I think we need to publicise it more and also let people know how to look for fakes and what a certificate of authenticity means for the art, that it's a real thing and not a copy. But definitely, yes, more publicity, perhaps mass media. I think Facebook is good. And better marketing and representation, more representation of perhaps even Australian government helping the First Nation artists to travel to other countries and to have exhibitions there. I'm not sure. Perhaps that's happening a little bit, maybe not enough. But I think in this technological age, we can do a lot more. And then people can see the artists for themselves and see the difference. And hear them, hear what they have to say. And yeah, there are more First Nation artists actually doing some promotion and they're getting into media. So it'd be good to see more of that. And then go back to their own communities and then enable other young ones coming up to do similar things, including the artworks and the travel.
Catalina Mincenti, manager and owner of Australian Indigenous Desert Art from the Heart.